left until the end of the Hakdama of Shlomo HaMelech to his Sefer Mishlei. We're up to Pasuk Hey. Yishma Chacham v'Yosef Lekach v'Navon Tachbelot Yikne. The Gro over here understands that we're referring to, over here we're returning to a certain degree to the concept of we dealt with Lada'as Chochma Musa Lahavin Imrevina, that we have a concept of Deya and we have a concept of Havana, namely you can become a Chocham and you can become a Navon, or you should be a Chocham and a Navon. What he points out over here is that let's see it inside Sif Hey. Yishma Ayidei HaKol Hanal Yishma Chacham V'Yosef Od Lekach Chacham Hu Misha Lamad Harbe. Classically different between a Chacham and a Navon. L'chein Amar Sheyikach Od Nivavosav Yosef Chachma V'Navon Tachbelot Yikne Haynu HaMevin Dovar Mitoch Davar Yikne Tachbelot Ech Lahavin. What the Gro then continues and points out is that Chazal, we're medayik in this pasuk, that's the difference between a Rav and a Chaver. Asei lecha Rav ukenei lecha Chaver. The Navon Tachbulot, that Yishma Chacham v'Yosef Lekach, that would be from his Rav. Navon Tachbulot Yikne, that would be from his Chaver. Hainu, I don't know what the Gro points out, Omer Yikne ki lehavanat davar tov Chaver tov. V'chdei lehotzi mipiv kol davar. V'yamru kenei lecha Chaver. That in terms of one's growth and learning, the Rebbe can be Mosif Yeda. The Chaver, it's with the Masa Umatan within the base Medrash, that gives a person Havana, that gives a person the level of being a Navon, of Mevin Davar Mitoch Davar. And the final Pasuk over here of the Akdama, Lahavin Masha Lamalitza Divrei Chachamim V'chidosam. That going back to Pasuk Beis, where we pointed out that we have Lada'as Chachma Umusar, Lahavin Imrevina. So this Lahavin Imrevina, the Imrevina are twofold. There's the Mashal u'Malitza, and there's Divrei Chachamim v'Chidosam. The Mashal and Malitza relate to Torah Shebetzav. Divrei Chachamim v'Chidosam relate to Torah Shebalpeh. Let's see it inside the Gra. Lahavin Mashal, Achshav Mefarish Ma Lahavin. Mashal, Torah Shebetzav. Fascinating, we view all of Torah Shebetzav, Mechuna B'Lashon Mashal. Ki HaMashal, Tamid Muvan. You read Torah Shebetzav. Everyone, even Goyim, can read through Torah Shebichsav. The Mashal of Torah Shebichsav, namely the Pshuto Shal Mikra, is Muvan. Achu, we have to understand that Torah Shebichsav is a Levush Ledugmato. In other words, that there's a Nimshal which is behind the Torah Shebichsav. Vinyan Pela. In other words, that which is behind the Torah Shebichsav is that which requires a tremendous amount of Hitamkut. V'chein, Divrei Torah Shebichsav hu Muvan. In other words, to view Torah Shebichsav as a source of Tarek Mitzvos and a source of Yirat Shamayim, certainly. But one has to realize Nislabish Boy in Yonim Piliyim, that there's a much deeper level of Remez and Sod, which is in Torah Shebichsav. V'zet tzarich lehavin ha-moshal, shehu ha-levush, v'ha-malitza, hu ha-nimshal. Similarly, Divrei Chachamim v'chidosam. So again, in terms of Chazal, the Gemara itself is already the Melitza. That reads the Gemara itself on the level of Halacha is quite clear. The Chiddush over here is V'chidosam. What is the V'chidosam? Machana Agodas Chachamim L'chido. That the Hashkafa Sa'olam of Chazal one sees in Agadata, and that's a Chida. That also requires unraveling. Neshe Divreyim Eina Muvanim. Sometimes things appear to be a terrible guzma. Sometimes we don't understand bechlal what Chazal we're heading for. Yevshar lechavram im lo yavin tachliso hanilbash betocha az yavin gam hachida. And one has to work on saying the chida. So we know that the Gra has many perushim on Agadata in the Shastu. I even had a havina. Maybe that's what we'd learn instead of learning the Gra on Mishle. But that's much more. It's much more focused in terms of particular agadot. V'chein divrei chachamim hu hanimshal v'tachlitan shel hadvarim v'chidosam heim hadvarim atzvam shehem achida. So over here we have the end of the Hakdama. They've already seen who is the Mechaber. We've seen the chomer of the sefer in terms of the mashal. We've seen the tzura of the sefer in terms of the ladas chokhmah, the theoretical knowledge. We've seen the tachlis of the sefer to be able to live a meaningful life of accomplishment, and then that can morph into being able to teach others, being able to grow in learning, to grow in havana, and to be able to understand better both Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Now we start the Sefer. Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das, Chochma Umusar, Evilim Bazu. So the Gra points out, Kanu Haskolas HaSefer, V'kayam HaShekosev Le'el, She'inyan HaSefer, Hu Ladas. So if you want to, in terms of the tzura of the Sefer of Ladas, one has to be a Kli Kibel. What turns an individual into a Kli Kibel? So a person can have one of two personalities, either that of being a Yirei Hashem, or of that of being an Evil. The Yirei Hashem is the Kli Kibel to be able to be a Baal Deya. The Evil, no matter how many times he's going to learn through the Sefer, is just going to skim over him. Inyan HaSefer Hu Ladas. Amar Achshav Shehayira Hu Reishis Hu Tchilas Hadas. Kinyan Shemru Chazal Kol Shehira So Kodemes L'Chachmaso Chachmaso Miskayemes. And Nei Sheim Ein Bo Yirat Hashem Az Hu Evil. Those are the two opposites over here. Who is the Evil? Hu Aporek Ol, the opposite of Yirei Shemayim. Hefech Ba'al HaYira V'Chachma U'Musar Evilim Bazu. Nei Sheim Yesh Ba'adam Yirat Hashem Yumad Ladas. Why? Kidei shehu yodea mima lishmor et atzmo. That sof kol sof, the fact that he is Yirei Shamayim means he doesn't want to fail. Means he wants to understand his Yetzahara. He wants to be able to avoid his Yetzahara. If he can't avoid it, at least to be able to fight against it meaningfully. So that stems from in the kud of Yirat Shamayim. V'derech adam kisherotze es hadavar umotzo chaviv alav v'shamro bo. Yagata umatzata ta'amen. Aval im ein bo yirat Hashem ve'eino mityarei min hachet. So then the whole sefer is simply theoretical knowledge. Av shelo mit kama pamim lo yimtza. Lo yimtza betoch atzmo. He's not going to apply it personally. Ki eino lomed b'chdei sheyodea mimala hizaher. He's not interested in being nizar from his yetzahara. He's happy with his yetzahara. V'kol milsa dolorami alei lava daite. So if the whole purpose of it is ladas, and this over here he doesn't want to apply, then it will be lava daite. L'chein af shiyiramdo hachochma v'hamusar bozu yetzlam v'lo yiyeh miskayem bohem. So Yiras Hashem Reishis Das, that's where the Sefer begins. One has to understand that the prerequisite for Mishlei being a meaningful Sefer is the person come to it from a perspective of Yiras Hashem. Shma b'ni musar avicha v'al titosh torat imecha. So now that we understand that Yirat Hashem is the basis, so now we have to go back to what exactly are we supposed to be yodim. So just as we point out in Pasuk Vav, we have the concept of Mashal Umritza and Divrei Chachamim V'Chidosam. That over here is morphed into Musar Avicha and Torah Simecha. Musar Avicha is a Torah Shebichsav, Torah Simecha is a Torah Shebaal Peh. Ze koyal ma shenemar gemalo havin im revina mafurash mahin im revina amar sham im re lashon rabim ki musar hu besod hadas hamachaber chokma ubina vekoy im revina gam ha musar musar avicha hu tora shebichsav tora simecha hu tora shebaalpe. Okay, then he continues with another option of being able to understand this pasuk, not as giving the overview of what we should know, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And again, Musar Avicha then, Avicha would be Avicha Sheba Shemayim, Imecha would be Knesset Yisrael, and Knesset Yisrael, they participate in Torah Shebaal Peh. Well, can I understand this Pasuk also, rather than going back to Pasuk Beis, as being a continuity of Pasuk Zayin? Pasuk Zayin pointed out, Yirat Hashem Reishis Das. So over here, v'cholos elu shnei ha-psukim, namely Zayin and Ches, heim, or shehu, I'm sorry, v'cholos elu shnei ha-psukim, hu Torah u-mitzvos, asei v'lo ta'ase. Reish is da'as, is Torah. Shma b'ni musar avicha, mitzvas asei. Al t'yirat titosh terasim mecha, mitzvas lo sa'ase. V'hein neged shlosh ha-shutafim ba'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aviv v'imo. Namely, that one can deal with the body of knowledge which via Yirat Hashem one is going to understand properly as being a threefold body of knowledge, Torah, and in other words, Torah in the broader sense, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, and then Shmiras Mitzvos. Shmiras Mitzvos, you have Aseh and Lo Ta'aseh. The Aseh would be called Musar Avicha. The Lo Ta'aseh would be Toras Imecha. Why link the Aseh with Avicha and the Lo Ta'aseh with Imecha? So Lachora, over here, it's one of two reasons. Either that the Zohar is the Kumva Aseh, he's the Mashpia, as opposed to the Nekeva, she's the Mekabela, the Shevel Ta'aseh. So Mitzvah Aseh would be Avicha, and the Lo Ta'aseh would be Imecha. Or, when we speak about the drush of the grub brings, Shloshashu Tavim Ba'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person his neshama. The father gives him, according to Chazal, his atzamos. And the mother gives the dam and the busser and the dam. So in this respect, the mitzvahs asay, the ramach mitzvahs asay are keneged ha'ivarim, keneged the atzamos. That's musar avicha. The mitzvahs los asay, the shasa mitzvahs los asay, that's keneged hagidim. That's the busser v'dam. That would be the taras imecha. Ech shelo yiyeh. In which when a person has Yirat Hashem, then all of this material, Mitzvah Talmud Torah in general, Shmiras Mitzvah Saseh, Shmiras Mitzvah Lo Saseh, become that which can be absorbed by the individual, and that which would be Chaviv Alav, and he would be able to learn how to be able to maintain that status of being Shomer Torah Mitzvos, even though the Yetzirah is going to try and undermine it. Okay, B'li Neder, tomorrow we'll continue with Pasuk Tes.